Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
Hello, beloveds. Happy Thursday. This week is flying by. It's crazy that it's Thursday. And I realized yesterday that I have not done a Riley's cup of tea in a hot minute. So I figured we should do that because lots of things going on in the Bravo universe. But this piece of drama, if you will, is probably the dumbest thing ever, but yet I'm still going to talk about it because it's so interesting. And honestly, speaking about these Bravo celebrities, it honestly could really be a thing. So I honestly almost can't give this headline with a straight face. Rachel Levis accused of wearing Ariana's shirt to Stagecoach. Ay, Dios mío. Okay. So Rachel posted this photo of this top that's like a burnt orange color, and it's like kind of like flowy but fitted. It's long sleeved. It's got sort of like an old school, what you would call this kind of a top. It's like scrunches, like a, like in the middle, just very like old Renaissance type thing. And it just goes down to into a V. And then it's got that 90s like ruffle hem kind of to it. The shirt does look like it could be a couple years old. And your girl Rachel, as we've seen in other seasons of Vanderpump Rules, likes to walk into stores and get a discount or be an influencer. So it's interesting that she would wear something, if she was wearing something, that might seem a little vintage in her, you know, taste. So could the shirt be Ariana's? Well, Ariana wore that exact same shirt a couple of seasons ago. Now, there was this one fan that might have been like kind of very cunning in the way that they tried to get in some info about this. She said, "I love your shirt. Where's it from?" And she said, Rachel said, "I honestly can't remember where my shirt is from. I think I got it at a random boutique in the mall." So that was one of two things. Either it really could be Ariana's, or she has like a deal with some other boutique and she doesn't want to call out this boutique. And that could be very probable. It's probably more probable than somebody actually wearing, you know, their ex-boyfriend's, ex-girlfriend's, miss whatever, this whole Scandoval, wearing a Scandoval shirt. But, you know, she was in Ariana's house a lot. She did wear her clothes because they were besties. So I could honestly, in light of all of the lawsuits that are happening between the three of them, and the episodes, you know, really not talking about her as much anymore, and Ariana having all of this great stuff going on, I could see her doing this. Because look, I honestly think that Rachel Raquel, whether she went to a treatment facility or not, has been shady and playing the victim. I really do. So it would not surprise me if she did this just to gander a little attention on the Instagrams. Because what are you going to do on your podcast after this whole thing dies down? What are you going to do then? Because, you know, no shade from podcaster to podcaster, but she literally has like producers feeding her questions. I don't know that for sure. I know one of the producers on this show, so I probably shouldn't say that, but it seems like it because she can't put three sentences together. You know, I don't know. Does it annoy me that someone like her is making millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars off a podcast and I'm not? Yeah, maybe. Let me cleanse myself. Let me get some sage because I'm getting sassy when I'm talking about this. But even Bravo and Cocktails on Instagram posted a side-by-side photo and it was like, she never returned the shirt, wore it, and got everybody talking. I mean, it's a genius free way to get that marketing in, but lots of drama going on with them because Rachel's lawyers are saying in their reaction to Tom Sandoval's newly filed response to Rachel's RevenPorge lawsuit is... well, they said Sandoval's response in the face of irrefutable evidence that will be presented to court is disturbing. Leveraging such claims for media attention and perpetuating victim blaming is not just deplorable, but actionable. Oh, so they're they threaten him. Okay. Sandoval is 100% a victim blamer, and he's a snake. He's a scheming idiot snake. But I think she kind of had merit to sue him. Not Ariana, but to sue him. Revenge porn, I don't know. It's just sort of like, if it was revenge porn, then why did you stay with him after that? And then she can make the argument, well, I wasn't in my right mind. I went to a mental health facility, blah, blah, blah. But Sandoval saying that she's doing it to rebrand herself as the victim and extend her fame. I agree with him for the first time ever. And this comes months after she accused him of revenge porn, eavesdropping, invasion of privacy. The sexually explicit FaceTime videos without her knowledge. So she's saying that Ariana sent the video to friends and that's why Rachel was suing Ariana. As far as I know, Ariana never sent it to anyone because she said that on Bravo. She said that on national television to where anybody and a judge can see it. So I don't know. I think she was just suing Ariana because she's honestly that quiet bitch. I can't stand people like that. I cannot stand people that are like, I'm the sweetest bitch you'd ever meet. I actually really like Sammy Sweetheart. I'm talking about somebody else I used to work with. But Ariana Maddox is now just trying to get the judge, jury, and whoever else is deciding to completely have the case dismissed with the lawsuit Rachel has against her. She wants attorney fees too. She's accusing her of trying to punish her with a lawsuit, denies sharing the not safe for work video. I mean, yeah, like of all the shit you did to Ariana, whether you meant to or not, whether you in your right mental state, like this is what tells me you're a snake, that you're either A, listening to people that want to make money off of you, or B, you're a vindictive little biatch, that you would bring this lawsuit forth onto Ariana. Tom, okay, fine. You know, like he's a snake and he was a snake to all of you. But Ariana, like, bitch, back up, please. For the love of God. And even more drama in the Vanderpump universe is Ariana Maddox addressed Sheena Shea's digs at her on Watch What Happens Live. Sheena is such a little bitch. You know, it's like, I think she wants to be a good person. I think she wants to be a good friend. Or does she really just want to be in the mix of things? You know, it's like, do I agree with Tom Sandoval, like snapping back at her, being like, you were a mistress in one thing once, blah, 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 blah. Fuck you, dude. Like she was 21 years old. You were 40. So there's that. But it's just like Sheena has got so much shade. She's that person, that friend that it's like she wants you to do well, just not better than her. And that is so gross. You can either support your friends or you don't. Because she's always like, why can it ever be about me? Why isn't it about me? You know who else says that a lot? Me, 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 me. Sandoval. The one that you're saying you missed on this last episode. So just, ugh.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. Mm-hmm. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
So on Watch What Happens Live, Ariana said, what I have seen, yes, there was a backup dancer comment that I found interesting. I was like, huh? That's, I mean, they've been friends for forever. They were brides. She was a bridesmaid in, I think, both her weddings. I know at least the first one. Yeah, no, both of them. And it's just like, why are you making this shade? Because she's doing so well. Like, you're not doing so terrible yourself. You and Katie have like a, I think it's a, what's that? She has a espresso martini commercial. Is it for Chili's? It's either for Chili's or Applebee's or one of those. And then they're having beef with Ariana now. She has more beef with, or not Ariana, with Lala now. I don't really truly understand this yet. And apparently we're going to hear about it on the reunion. Because when she was asked who she thinks profited most from Scandoval, aside from her, it was Lala. Why? I don't really get that part. So all the drama that's going on down there is like, in March, Ariana was accused of eviscerating Lala. That's what an online rumor said. And Ariana said, I didn't eviscerate anyone. But that being said, she said that the reunion was a monumental event for everyone. It felt like a really heavy day. So in the weeks since the taping, Lala's been making headlines, speaking out against Ariana, and she unfollowed both Ariana and Katie. And when asked about it, Ariana was like, I don't know why. She said apparently she needed to even out her followers. She has like 2.something million, so she needed to match. Oh my God. Or no, that was Katie that said that. Or no, Katie didn't say that. Ariana said that. And Katie said, like, dude, I don't know. I mean, I don't get what happened. Did I ever think that Ariana and Lala were ever like truly besties like it seemed? Or they were trying to portray? Hell no. And I've said this. I said this in one of my other reviews here on the podcast, is that I think like Lala, yes, she's having a baby, and that was really, you know, that was her like big part of the storyline. But in the beginning of this, it was like, what? Okay, her Randoval, you know, her scandal with her ex, it was debuted on a different network where they did a whole, you know, story about it. But with Vanderpump, she didn't get as much. No, her or Sheena didn't get as much like press as they probably thought they were for the both of their things that were happening. Sheena got married last season. You know, Lala had the whole cheating thing, but it's like during an April 9th appearance on Amazon Live, Lala spoke out about her reunion drama with Ariana and said, I can't give too much away. I will say it was very intense. Neither of us raised our voices. There was no yelling at the reunion at all. There were a lot of tears, and they've done something in part three that they've never done before. Ooh. She said, I think it's going to be a fantastic reunion. From an entertainment standpoint, it will be amazing. I wouldn't say we got into a fight, not at all. Okay, so when Lala says stuff like that, I'm sort of like, what's real and what's not here on the show with you? Because Lala feels like she would cut a bitch in person. And there ain't no way that girl wants to be buddy-buddy again with Sandoval. Like, no. Absolutely not. And it's just like the way that she was like texting Raquel in the beginning of the season. Like, you know, producers told you to do that. I mean, it's all very like funky. And it's not like I ever really thought reality TV was like real. I mean, maybe on The Hills I did, but that was a long ass time ago. But at least there are certain parts of it that are. But when they try to like say like, oh, they're bestie, like honestly, if Katie and Ariana were not like in business together, I don't think that Katie would be riding for Ariana as hard. Because Katie has problems with everybody. Why is Ariana the golden goose that she doesn't have an issue with? Honestly, me and Katie would fight in person. I don't have a problem with her per se, but she bothers me. But speaking of them, their sandwich shop, Something About Her, is finally having an open date. And I say that finally in like 17 syllables as if it's like so long. It really wasn't that long ago. Like their opening date is like 3 years after they filed their LLC. Like that's not really that long. You know, when you're opening a restaurant from branding to menu to staff to permits to styling it, all that. Like, yeah, granted, they've got a team of like Bravo people around them like Lisa Vanderpump to help and everything like that, but it like 3 years really isn't that long to get something started. However, They are opening Wednesday, May 22nd, so it's around the corner. And they said on Watch What Happens Live that they're going to have a following of a big WeHoo Pride party right after. And that runs from May 31st through Sunday, June 2nd. What I wouldn't give to be a part of that. I'm not like a crazy, like, nutso fan. If I showed up to one of these things, that I would flip out. I mean, I guess it's because I was in radio for 20 years and I was around, you know, real celebrities and not just Bravo celebrities. But that sounded really pompous, but you get what I mean. But this, I would, oh my God, I would be all of the Instagram pictures. But they said they have everything they need to open their doors. They've had a bunch of soft openings, but they're going to have the grand opening May 22nd. It's planned. Something that was brought up on the episode yesterday or Tuesday was Penny, their chef, is, it was on the outs in the episode, but then now it's been confirmed that she's no longer working with them. Now, Lisa Vanderpump, which she always, like, she's very business minded, because you damn well know if she wasn't somewhat in business with Sandoval or Schwartz, she would have kicked them to the curb by now. Same way she did with Jax. But she was trying to sing Penny's praises, like, oh, she's someone that's worked with us, because she has. She worked with, like, you know, Pump and a couple of other releases, restaurants. But apparently Penny's people said Penny remains a supporter of the restaurant and would love to help in any way that she can for the restaurant to open at the earliest possible time and then for it to be successful. So apparently there were some people saying that there was like branding infringement or whatever. Like on the episode, Ariana and Katie were saying that she wanted, Penny wanted more of like a stake in the ownership, that she wanted to have like a share in it. And Ariana and Katie were like, no, this is a two partner thing. We're not bringing anybody on. But I guess they wanted her to be their COO. Forgive me with the damn acronyms, but they wanted her to be like a high level person because she was in there helping with the menu. She was helping with all the decisions. She was helping. Apparently her husband does like permits, copyrights, whatever for the branding. And she was helping with that. And that's where the stuff got a little bit construed in the media, that she was like, there was some shade there that they were like trying to like illegally take some of their, you know, rights to the business. But apparently it wasn't like that. They just said it wasn't a fit, which, yeah, right. I would really love to know the back end of that one, because on the episode they were saying like, no, this isn't, we don't want you. We want you to be our chef. We want you to like, you know, be an employee of Something About Her, but not own any of it. I get that. Like, it seems like every single time I partner up with somebody, and I'm not talking about recently, well, there was some recently, but I'm not talking about, you know, like if I say somebody on this podcast, like I've partnered with, then I've done my research. But there's been times where I've teamed up with some people that were shady, or, you know, happenings and partnerships like were to start to happen, and then one person has a damn hissy fit over money that they didn't deserve, and then it's done. So I get that. Like, I get being like, no, okay, we have this. She's got 50 and I've got 50 and that's about it. I don't know. I feel like when you've got way too many cooks in the kitchen, no pun intended, with this one, there's way too much that can happen. And they've had so many starts and stops with this. I could see how they were like, well, wait a minute. You did, you know, help us do some decisions in terms of the menu and all of that stuff because you know better than we do. But that doesn't mean that you get to own part of the concept, part of the branding, part of the business. No. You know what I mean? That's maybe something you do after, or you, I don't know, maybe they should have had that conversation in the beginning, but I think that it was very smart of them to cut ties from there, because not all money is good money. You know what I mean? If you were trying to say, okay, well, fine, let's give her a percentage, that would just end up so screwy later. And they've had so many ups and downs. Honestly, this restaurant, of all the restaurants we've seen, sorry, Lisa Vanderpump, is like the cutest. This would be somewhere that I would go and just Instagram the crap out of it and just have good sandwiches, like that Green Goddess sandwich that they've got. Damn, that thing sounds good. If I'm ever, like, I used to go to LA for work all the time. If I'm ever in LA again, like, that's where I'm going to go. Because one of the famous restaurants when I went to LA was like the Ivy restaurant. And that's like old school one where the paparazzi used to play. I would be at Vanderpump Rolls. I would love to go to one of these parties. You know what? I would love to go to BravoCon. I think I got canceled this year, but like someday I'm going to go when my children aren't hanging all over me. I sound like such a freaking granny, but yep, all of that drama. You know, my opinion on the shirt, though, backing up to that, I think Rachel did that on purpose, because she's so like, I don't know. She's not the brightest crayon in the box, and it's like she seems like she doesn't listen to herself or her heart. She seems like she listens to whoever's telling her whatever around her. And that's unfortunate. But the chick's 28 years old. I think 29 by now. So it's time to make your own decisions, boo, and make better ones. That's all I'm saying. So on to happier, lighter things. Coming up this weekend is my vision board event, and you still have a little bit of time to grab your tickets. It's going to be so exciting. My friend over at Beauty Boost Baltimore, she is bringing out some yummy charcuterie stuff for the eats. I'm, of course, going to bring out some yummy desserts. We're going to have some light bites and drinks and refreshments. You can get wine flights from Bullhouse Winery, and this winery is so pretty. It's historic. It's woman-owned. Picturesque. I can't wait for these Instagram pictures, speaking of that. And I have been working like a slave to get these findings together, as I call them, for the vision board. So I've made a lot of them myself this time. I used to go out and purchase them, and I'm like, you know what, I'll make it a little bit more personable. Somebody asked me the other day that's coming, and I'm so excited because it's her first time. Because I have a lot of people that come out. I think I have like two or three people that have come to every single one. Oh, I love that. Love you guys. We got this army. But she was asking me, she's like, Riley, what do I have to bring? I was like, nothing. Your beautiful self and a smile. Because I provide everything. All of the scissors, all of the push pins for the very nice wood framed cork boards. Like, and they're nice push pins, by the way. They're velvety and whatever. I've even customized a couple of the things for the gentlemen that are coming, because I have gentlemen that do come. Yes, it's not just for women. I just have all things to put on the vision boards, from money to hope to peace to travel to love to marriage. Oh my God, I can't wait for you guys to see these little brides that I did. And then I also, because I'm a customized crazy person, I customized the goodie bags. So you've seen a couple of the items that are going in there, not all of them, mind you. And then the raffles that we're giving away. Oh, I'm so excited. And I need this as much as you do, because I love the inspiration that comes out of these. And if I have time, I'm probably going to have some new Really Riley merch coming out there. So, side note, we got this army. My friends, my peoples, my fam. They got a very deep discount off of the ticket price. And they get the first dibs on these events, because we only have so many that, you know, we could do ticket-wise. So, if you have not signed up for the We Got This Army, I'd appreciate you if you would. Because, A, it helps keep the podcast afloat. It's only $7 a month. Or you can save a little bit of money by doing it yearly. I think it's like $70 a month. And then you get a little welcome prezi. You get exclusive dibs on my events. And you get $5 off of the website and goodies periodically. So do that at reallyrileypodcast.com. You can also email me or DM me at Riley Couture on Instagram and Really Riley Podcast on Instagram and House of W on Instagram for all of the fun things. And any questions, or if you want the link to the Eventbrite, I can send that to you there or any of the other socials. So I really hope to see you guys there, because I think I'm going to do this one, and I have a few pop-ups coming up in May, and then that's hopefully not, I don't know. I love seeing you guys, but I don't want to get burnt out by the end of the year like I did last year. So hit me up on the email, in the socials, questions, comments, concerns. And if you do me a big fave, if you would leave a review on the podcast, if you would share it with whoever you think would like it, and just make sure you share it around. Share the love, friends. I love you. I hope you guys have a great day, and I will chat with you tomorrow. It's Really Riley.